Welcome to this episode of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Jennifer Smithson with the Child and Family Center. Today, I am talking with Gail Horton, who is a teacher at the Vanderbilt Child and Family Center. Last year, we had spoken with Gail about how her son had given her the encouragement to quit smoking. And today, she's just going to give us an update on how she's been doing over the last year. So, Gail, now, how long has it been since you have quit smoking?
It has been 5 years since I quit.
Wow. How do you handle being around people that do smoke?
To an extent, it bothers me because of the smell of the smoke. It's to the place now I cannot stand the smell of the smoke. But actually, if I'm in an atmosphere or I'm at someone else's home and they're smoking, you know, instead of me, it's not nice for me to go in their house and say, "Oh, could you please put your cigarette out?" I just move myself. You know what I'm saying? Excuse myself. So, a lot of times I try to not go around people that's smoking. I mean, I'm at that place now where I'm confident it does not bother me. I can truly say that I'll never pick up another cigarette. You know, I can say that in confidence. So it doesn't bother me a lot, but I tend to, you know, it's kind of like association. You kind of excuse yourself from that when you're not involved in it or doing it yourself.
Given today's economy, it's a pretty stressful time for a lot of people. And for a lot of people, smoking is their way of dealing with the stress that they have in their life. So now that you've quit smoking, how are you dealing with that stress?
Well, even with the economy and the situation that it is in, actually, I am saving a lot of money. When I go into the store and I hear that cigarettes is $5 and $6 a pack, you know, add that up in a day's time. If you're smoking a pack a day, you know, that's saving like what, $30, $35 a week, you know. And so there's a lot of positive ways, you know, to look at that.
Since you have quit smoking, have you noticed a change in your overall health?
I have. To where I was not able to swim a pool. I am now able to at least swim half of a pool. And I really have. Health-wise, I feel a lot better. My breath used to be, I would run out of breath so fast, you know. And I'm able really to walk, you know, pretty much without running out of breath. So it is. And my body, I feel a lot better, you know, health-wise.
Do you have any words of encouragement for others that are trying to quit smoking?
I do. Just like I said about the economy, once you write down and you see it on paper and you look at how much cigarettes cost a day, and even for those people that have children like I do, you know, I'm a proud grandmother. I have a 2-year-old granddaughter. And if you just look at those children, you know, life is worth living. And smoking is just really, it's really bad for your health. It was one of the hardest things that I think I ever had to conquer, was to stop smoking. And like I said, if it hadn't been for my son just crying, begging me to please stop, you know, because it is your life, you know. And I would just encourage anyone that is trying to stop smoking to just take it one day at a time, you know, cut back like I did. I had gotten down to one cigarette a day, you know, and anytime you can do that, you can stop. You know, a lot of people only smoke after meals or when drinking, okay? Cut down your drinks, you know? Stop drinking if that encourages you to smoke, you know? Just cut out the little things that tempt you to want to smoke, you know?
Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to update us, and congratulations on your 5 years of no smoking.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Darius, for encouraging Mommy to stop smoking.
Thanks for joining us today. We'd like to hear from you, especially if you have a question or topic you'd like to hear on the podcast. Contact us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Also, check us out on our website at www.healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.